we present All Gas and Gaiters. Episode 8, The Bishop Gets a Letter. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and this week's special guest, James Hayter, as the perpetual curate of Stagmarsh. It's a Saturday afternoon in the close of St. Ogg's Cathedral. In the front garden of the deanery, the dean is clipping his yew tree into the shape of a bird. The archdeacon in his car drives a little faster than he should, narrowly missing a verger into the gateway of the bishop's palace.
I just see who it is, my lord.
Hi, sir.
Oh, good afternoon, archdeacon. Do come in.
Thank you, Newt. My word, isn't it a beautiful afternoon?
Is it? Let me look. Oh, yes. So it is.
Don't tell me you've been in all day.
Yes, I'm afraid so. The bishop and I have been working.
But it's Saturday afternoon. Everybody's out. The men are out with their wives. The lads are out with their sweethearts. Why, even the dean is out with his bird.
Well, I thought Mrs. Pugh-Critchley was in Scotland for Highland Games.
So she is. He wouldn't dare interfere with that bird if she was at home.
Oh, Deacon, you're surely not suggesting that when his wife's away, the dean is in the habit of, interfering with a bird?
He certainly is, though he has to watch out. The gardener doesn't catch him.
The gardener?
Yes, you see, he likes to take care of that bird himself.
Archdeacon, I think you'd better come with me into the study and tell the bishop at once.
Oh, well, if you insist.
Oh, I do. My lord?
Yes?
Oh,
hello, Henry.
Afternoon, bishop.
My lord?
Yes, Newt, what is it?
Well, the archdeacon has got something dreadful to tell you.
Oh, gracious, what is it, Henry?
I've no idea.
Well, archdeacon, you can't go back on it like that. You must tell the bishop what you've just told me.
Oh, that?
Yes, that, archdeacon.
Well, if you insist, Newt, the dean's clipping his yew tree again.
He's not. Oh, he never did know when to leave well alone. But, Newt, I thought you said it was something dreadful.
Yes, so did I.
It is not as funny as all that.
I'm nothing, my lord. I'm so sorry. No, nothing. It's just that I thought that the archdeacon meant... Well, that the dean was... You know, well,
the dean was...
Asked
was what, Luke?
May I sit down, please, my lord?
Really, Luke, you know, I wonder sometimes if you're quite right in the head.
Yes, my lord, yes.
And don't
yes.
Keep saying yes like
that. No, my lord, no, of course not. Thank you very much, my lord.
Henry, what can I do for you?
I've come to bring you this letter, Bishop. It was wrongly delivered to me.
Oh, right. See what it is.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Archdeacon. Oh, it's a letter, my lord.
I can see it. Will you please open it and see what it says?
Very good, my lord. Yes.
Henry, will you stay to supper?
Oh, well, Bishop, may I? I had a very small lunch.
Oh, but of course you can, Henry.
I so enjoy supper here. What was it we had last time? Oh, yes, lamb chops with mashed potatoes, followed by apple pie and cream.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid it's Mrs. Loosemore's night off.
Oh, is it? Still, I expect she's left something cold.
Oh, no, Archdeacon, no, we have rather a special supper on Saturday, don't we, my lord?
Special? In what way particularly?
Loot cooks it.
Oh, no. Newt. Does he?
Oh, yes, on the gas ring and bar, Archdeacon. I make scrambled egg with tomato sauce and cocoa. Oh, it's... They would absolutely love it, Archdeacon.
Oh, well,
I doubt it, Henry. But it'll make a change. What's the letter about?
Well, it's from the Archbishop, my lord. Ooh, he wants you to go to a meeting in London on Monday.
What for?
To discuss ways of raising money for clergy income.
Oh, that old problem.
Yes. He said, if you have any cases of hardship in your diocese, will you please go armed with all the facts and figures?
Cases of hardship in my diocese?
Yes, my lord, shall I go and check?
Newt, how long have you been here?
3 years, my lord.
Is that all? It seems much longer.
Well, I arrived on Innocence Day, my lord.
Yes, of course. Well, that was just after Christmas. I'm afraid you arrived too late.
Yes, we finished the turkey.
Henry, I am not talking about food.
Sorry, Bishop. It was on my mind.
Yes. Well, you know what you think of us here at St. Ogg's, Newt? I mean, you may not think Henry here much of an archdeacon.
Oh, but I do, my lord. I assure you, my lord, I think he's absolutely marvelous.
You do. And for that matter, you may not think much of me as a bishop. Well, anyway, there is one part of our duties that, whatever you may think, I can assure you we have taken very seriously. We've always taken a great deal of interest in our parish clergy and their standard of living. It's still the highest in any diocese in the country, isn't it?
I believe so, Bishop.
Oh, really? My lord, I've no idea.
Well, of course you haven't, why should you? The fight was over before you arrived, but I can tell you that in our time, old Henry and I have fought some battles, haven't we?
We have, Bishop.
You see that old map of the diocese? Is on the wall behind my desk.
Ah, yes, my lord. Yes, yes.
The hours Henry and I have studied that. You can point to any parish and you'll find we can tell you all about it. Who the incumbent is, what his income is, how many children he's got, everything, can't we, Henry?
Certainly, Bishop. I can well believe it, my lord.
Any parish that you care to point to.
I don't doubt it, my lord.
Well, go on, point to one.
There's no need to, my lord, I believe you.
Do as I say, Newt. Just put your finger on the map.
Oh, go on. Well, anywhere?
Yes, anywhere.
There.
No, not right up at the top there.
But you said anywhere.
Anywhere but there. There's nothing up there.
Yes, there is, but all there's a name.
Ah, that's not a name, it's a dirty mark.
No, I'm sure it's a name, my lord. I can make out the word marsh.
That is a description. It's near the sea up there.
But there's a word before marsh. I can see the letter A.
Precisely, A marsh. Stop messing about and point to a parish properly.
Well, there are some other letters, my lord. The first is an S, and the last is a G.
Newt, it is a map, not a crossword.
It looks like Stagmarsh, my lord. Could it be Stagmarsh?
Well, it's probably an old-fashioned O. Sogmarsh.
Sogmarsh?
An ancient expression denoting a very wet marsh. Now, Newt, for the last time.
Oh, Stagmarsh. It's Stagmarsh, my lord. Stagmarsh.
Newt. There is no parish in this diocese called Stagmarsh. Is there, Henry?
Yes.
So you... What's that?
There is a parish called Stagmarsh.
I don't believe it. Let me have a look.
Good heavens.
Oh, there is. But who's in charge? I don't know any vicar of Stagmarsh.
There isn't one.
I knew there wasn't.
He's a perpetual curate.
A perpetual curate?
Yes, he's been there years.
Has he?
Well, he would have been, wouldn't he, my lord? I mean, if he's perpetual.
Oh, really? What's his name, Henry?
Raggett. The Reverend Ernest.
Newt, get the file on this.
Yes, my lord. Yes,
Henry, you know, this is frightful. How can I have overlooked him? Do you realize he may very well be the sort of case that the Archbishop means? What's he look like?
No idea. I've never seen him.
You've never... Henry, you are the Archdeacon. You're the bishop's eyes, my eyes, Henry. You are supposed to go to every parish and see every clergyman.
I think I owe you an apology, Bishop.
I think you do.
Mark you, I've tried to see him.
You have? When?
Oh, a couple of years ago, but the road was flooded.
Well, didn't you try again?
No, well, I've kept meaning to try, Bishop.
Here's the file, my lord.
Thank you, Luke, sir. Oh, dear me, this is worse than I feared. This poor man is living right on the diocesan minimum.
But why hasn't he been to you for help, my lord?
Pride, Newt, pride. The old sin. We came across it often in the old days, didn't we, Henry?
No, we did. So we used to call on them unexpectedly, Newt.
Yes, just arrive without warning.
Oh, yes, to take them things.
What sort of things?
Oh, clothes.
Yes, and of course we were always very careful to say that we'd brought them from the jumble sale.
Oh, rather.
And the next time we called, they were often wearing them. It was most moving.
Oh, Jones at Ringmold is still wearing that coat I took him.
Is he really? But he's very comfortably off these days.
I know. I wish he'd give it back.
have taken them clothes didn't improve their income,
well,
my lord.
Of course it didn't. It was only a temporary relief. But once we'd caught them off their guard, we could see just how poor they really were. Then we could set about finding money for them. Mark you, it wasn't easy. Do you remember Phillips at Hawley, Henry?
My word, yes.
What about it, my lord? Well, he was terribly poor, and we didn't know where to turn for money when Henry hit on this brilliant idea. He went up to London to the Air Ministry, didn't you?
Yes. I asked them if they knew the local RAF station didn't have a chaplain.
Well, what did they say?
They appointed Phillips at a salary of 200 a year.
How extraordinary.
I thought you'd be impressed.
Well, I am, my lord, I am. Especially there isn't an RAF station at Hawley.
What? Are you sure?
No, sir, my lord, it never has been.
Henry, did you know this?
Oh, of course I did, Bishop.
Henry! What have you done?
Got Phillips 200 a year till they find out.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Henry, all the same, what can we do about this poor man at Stagmarsh? I can't possibly admit to the Archbishop that there's a case like this in my diocese. It's too humiliating.
Well, the first thing is to visit Stagmarsh.
I know that, Henry, but when? I mean, the meeting's on Monday.
Why not go now?
Now?
My car's outside. It's a beautiful afternoon.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Couldn't go, my lord. Please.
Well, I suppose we might.
Oh, how exciting. Please, may I go to my room, my lord, and find something to take with me, my lord?
All right. We'll all find something to take him and meet at the car in 10 minutes.
Oh, well, will you change, my lord?
Change? No change. What for?
Well, will you put on your gaiters?
Gaiters? No, whatever for.
Well, I thought you would like him to see you looking well. I mean, looking like his bishop.
My object, Newt, is not to impress this poor man with my own importance, but to see for myself the wretched state in which he lives so that I may help him. Do you understand?
Of course, my lord, of course. And if I may say so, in the words of the psalm, blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Oh. Thank you, Newt.
Not at all, my lord.
Which psalm is that, Henry?
Blessed if I know, Bishop.
What a beautiful afternoon, Newt. Where's the Archdeacon?
Well, he's not here yet, my lord. I'm just putting these things into his car.
What are they?
Oh, just a few things for Mr. Raggett that I found that I don't need, my lord. My grey suit, a pair of trousers I bought the other day, and I'm sure I shall never wear, and my winter overcoat.
But you'll need that, won't you?
Oh, no, my lord, no. I have my little Macintosh I can manage.
Really? Well, you can add that to the list.
Well, what's this?
A shirt. It's a bit patched, so I shan't wear it, but he'll be delighted with it.
Is that all you're thinking, my lord?
Well, of course, I can't afford to give away my entire wardrobe.
Here we are, Bishop.
Ah, Henry.
Sorry to be so long. Mrs. Banner was wrapping this parcel up for me.
What's in it, Archdeacon?
Well, a pair of jeans.
A pair of jeans?
Yes, my aunt gave them to me for Christmas. I can't possibly wear them.
I should think not, indeed.
No, they're not tight enough. Ah.
Let's make a start.
Right, Bishop. All aboard.
Contact. Are you sure you know the way, Henry?
Yes, Bishop. I can assure you nothing will prevent me getting there this time.
How are we getting on, Henry?
Nearly there, Bishop. Down this hill and round the corner was where the road was flooded last time.
Well, it won't be flooded in this weather.
Oh, look, my lord, look, I can see the sea.
Well, you can't have a paddle this time, Newt. Put your foot down, Henry, or we'll never get back to summer.
Right, Bishop, I'll show you what this old bus can do.
Mark Deacon, don't go so far.
Don't worry, Newt, I know what I'm doing. Isn't she going well, Bishop?
She's
certainly is, Henry.
Oh, look, my lord, there's a notice.
What did it say?
Beware, something or other, a bit of a flooding.
Beware what? Flooding?
Well, I couldn't read it. The Archdeacon was going too fast, but it began with a T.
Did you hear that, Henry? A notice about the flooding.
Probably left over from the winter.
Oh, dear, Bishop.
It won't be flooded at this time of the year.
But couldn't you slow down all the same, Archdeacon?
Don't worry, it'll be all right. It's just round this corner. See, it's... Oh, bloody, look.
Stop the car! Henry. I can't! Sir,
we're going into the water! Help! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! The gentleman over there on the bank, my lord. I think he's an agriculturist.
Oh, yes. Henry, look, do you want any help?
Well, yes, please, my man.
Come on, Henry. We'll have to wade ashore.
Well, shan't we get wet, my lord?
No wetter than we are already. Come on.
Hey, didn't you never read the notice? This here road floods at high tide, you know.
So we've gathered.
But what about my car?
Oh, don't you worry. I'll get some of the old path and strawberry pickers from the vicarage to push that out when the tide's gone down.
The vicarage, Jim? Is it far from here?
Oh, just up the lane. If you come up the farm, my missus will find you some dry clothes.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you so very much.
Very kind of you.
Oh, that's all right. We're used to people being too daft to read what's put in front of them.
Well, here we are, my lord. Stag Marsh Vicarage. Oh, look, strawberry pickers apply within. Well, anyway, we've arrived.
Thank goodness for that. I'm exhausted.
So am I, Bishop. And when I think of my car...
Never mind about your car. Think about my rheumatism. I shan't be able to move tomorrow.
Oh, come, come, my lord. You weren't in those wet things for long. And it was very kind of that big farmer to lend us those clothes.
Oh, stop being so cheerful, Newt. Fancy me going to see one of my clergy dressed like this. Me, a bishop.
Oh, I don't know, Bishop. I think those dungarees rather smooth.
Yes, my lord, yes. The blue brings out the colour of your eyes. And you did say you wanted to be informal.
Well, there are degrees of informality, Newt. Anyway, don't waste time. Ring the bell.
Ah, yes, my lord, yes. You wouldn't rather leave it till another time?
What other time? I'm seeing the Archbishop on Monday. Besides, that farmer said this was the only house in the district with a telephone. And may I remind you that until we can get hold of a taxi, we've no means of getting home.
It must be nearly supper time.
Yes. Hurry up and ring the bell.
Yes, my lord. Yes. Hey, my lord, what do we do if he asks us to stay for supper?
Well, refuse, of course.
But won't that look rather rude?
Oh, really, Luke, you've no imagination. I suppose you'd be content to sit down and eat the poor man out of house and home.
Oh, no, of course not, my lord, but it's just...
We must say that we have a previous engagement, that we are out to dinner with...
An old lady.
We're out to dinner with an old lady, and we can't possibly put her off or she'd be upset. Now, do you understand that, Luke?
Ah, yes, my lord, yes. Well, what happens if he asks us to have a late tea?
Tea. No, it's expensive. Accept nothing.
Nothing? Not even a glass of water. I'm very thirsty.
Oh, well, of course you can have a glass of water, Newt. But that is the only thing that you are to have.
Yes, yes.
We must remember that when a man is as poor as this, every new penny counts.
Oh.
Here he comes now.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Right, come in, will you?
Oh, thank you.
Wipe your feet.
Wipe your feet, Newt.
Ah, yes, my lord. Yes. Wipe your feet, Archdeacon.
Right. Now, come into the study, will you?
Yes, of course.
Just stand there, will you?
Mr. Raggett, I think perhaps that I should explain.
Just a moment, I'm busy. Right. Have you got your card?
Card? Well, no, not with me.
What about you?
Me? No.
Are you?
No, I'm afraid not.
I shall have to have them, you know.
I beg your pardon.
The law's the law. The hut's at the back with running water. I pay the standard rate. You get an hour for lunch and no women in the field.
Mr. Raggy, Tonight I'm afraid that there has been some mistake.
Mistake? Now, look, do you want a job strawberry picking or not?
Strawberry picking?
That's what you're here for, isn't it?
Really, do I look like a strawberry picker?
Well, since you ask me, yes.
How dare you?
The clothes, Bishop.
What?
The clothes.
Oh, yes, of course. These clothes.
A strawberry picker.
It is not as funny as that, Luke.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Paul. I'm sorry. Yes,
now, my dear sir, perhaps it will clarify the situation if I introduce myself. I am Dr. Cuthbert Heaver, the Bishop of St. Ogg's, and this gentleman is the Venerable Henry Blunt, my archdeacon, and that is my chaplain.
Goodness gracious, I'm so sorry. How do you do, my lord? Welcome to Stagmar. Do sit down. But why didn't you tell me you were coming? That I could have prepared.
True, that's just what we wanted to avoid, you see, because these reports...
No. My captain means that it was unavoidable. Impossible. Well, anyway, we're here.
But forgive me asking, why are you dressed like that?
Oh, well, we did have a little accident on the way.
The tide was in.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
A very kind farmer lent us these things.
Oh, a big farmer, was it?
How clever of you to guess.
Oh, not really. Do you mind if I open a window? I must say, I think it's extremely good of you to come all the way out here to see me.
Oh, not at all. We were just talking about you and wondering how you are managing, don't you know?
Oh, I'll rub along, my lord. Of course, my stipend here isn't too good. I expect you know that.
Well, that's just it, Judy. The Archbishop rose and wanted to know if we got any cases of hardship. And the Bishop...
No! The Archbishop is naturally concerned about us all.
Hardship? Do you say hardship?
Well, naturally, we don't like to feel...
I'm not in any hardship, I can assure you.
You're not.
Oh, no, no. I grow vegetables and fruit on my glebe land, which I'm able to sell. The soil is very good here.
Most enterprising, very commendable. Of course, we will do everything in our power to help raise the stipend.
Oh, but might all be the clothes.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you, Luke. By the way, we brought you a few things. They're a bit damp.
For the jumble sale.
Yes. For the jumble sale, naturally.
Some things we were given.
Yeah, you are. We shouldn't like you to think that they were meant for you.
Well, that's very good of you. This overcoat looks too good for the jumble sale. Wouldn't mind having this myself.
Well, I'm sure it would let out with plenty of material in the sea.
It looks as though it would fit you. Why don't you have it?
No. I couldn't possibly wear it. No.
Why, too proud to wear other people's clothes, are you?
Yes. No, I mean, it's for the jumble. Prue, please give it to the jumble.
Oh, very well, if you insist.
Did you ring, sir?
No, Barker. Put these things into the jumper, will you?
Very good, sir. Thank
you. Better boil them.
Boil them?
You can't be too careful. Do you want something else, Barker?
The Dorchester Hotel is on the telephone, sir. Can they have another lot of the strawberries?
Out of the question.
They are prepared to double the price, sir.
Tell them next week at the earliest. All this lot is to go to the Ritz in Paris.
Very
good. Barker, don't forget those clothes.
A note.
Yes,
give him a hand.
Ah, yes, not have taken much. Uh-huh.
Who was that?
No, only my butler.
Your butler?
Do you have private means?
Goodness, no, I wish I did. But as I tell you, the soil here is very good, and I do rather well off by a few acres.
Then you aren't poor.
Poor? Well, nobody's rich today, are they? Not with this crippling surtax.
Are you seriously asking us to believe that you make enough from your vegetables to keep a butler and pay surtax?
It almost makes you believe in miracles, doesn't it? I had the soil analyzed once. It's a bit of a freak. An alluvial deposit or something like that.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Parker, what is it now?
The Aga Khan on the line, sir.
I'm not to be interrupted, Parker. The bishop doesn't come out here often.
He's ringing from Sardinia, sir. Could you let him have a dozen punnets? He's having a party.
Oh, well, I suppose so. Give him some of Elizabeth Taylor's.
What shall I tell Miss Taylor when she rings, sir?
Tell her the crop is light this year.
Very good, sir. Oh, sir...
What is it now?
Well, sir, it's Saturday night. Which wine shall I bring up for early service?
Well, what did we give them last week?
The Chambertin 59.
Well, we I'd better try them on a claret this week. Get up a bottle of the Margot.
The 60, sir?
No, the 61, the better year.
Very good, sir. Well, I put all the clothes in the laundry room, my lord.
Oh, by the way, my lord, you'll stay to dinner. Well, yes, that's very good of you, isn't it, Henry?
Yes, I had a very small one.
Oh, my lord.
I'm sure that we should be delighted to dine with you.
But unfortunately, we have a previous engagement to dine with a dear old lady. Don't you, my lord?
You have? Oh, what a shame. You aren't missing much. What is there for dinner tonight, Parker?
Smoked salmon, potted duck, and strawberries and tea.
Well, you see, you're not missing anything. It's all cold. Oh, Barker, you'd better go out and get the car. Run it as all you home.
Very good, sir. Which one?
The rolls, of course. You've got time for a glass of something, my lord, before you go?
Oh, certainly. Hey, Henry.
Who's to stop us, Bishop?
Good. Now, what will you have?
3 glasses of water, please.
Well, here we are, Henry, home at last.
Will I go and get the supper, my lord?
Supper? Scrambled eggs and cocoa? When I think of that dinner you did us out of,
Bishop. What is it, Henry?
There you are, Barker. Off you go, Luke.
Oh, yes, my lord.
Shall I put this basket down here, my lord?
Oh, yes, thank you. Now, are you off home, Barker?
Yes, my lord.
Ah, well, Henry, have you got anything?
What? Yes, Bishop. Here.
Thank you. Here you are, Barker. Just a little something for yourself.
Oh, thank you, my lord. That's very kind. Oh.
Is something the matter?
No, my lord. Well, that is...
Isn't it enough?
It's rather too much, my lord. I think you'd better have it back. No offense. Thank you. Good evening, my lord.
Too much? What does he mean? It was only a 10-shilling piece.
No, it's not, Bishop.
What is it, then?
A medal. It says on it, for the best cow in the show.
Really, this afternoon has been without exception the most ghastly, the most... Oh, come along, Henry, let's go and have a drink.
A drink, Bishop?
Yes, a cup of cocoa.
Well, here we are, my lord. Now, don't get despondent, Archdeacon. I've got these eggs in this bowl, I'm beating them up, and before you know what's happened, they'll get...
Barely, Luke, what have you done?
Well, I dropped the eggs, my lord. I tripped over that part.
Well, I can see that. You better go and get some more.
Well, I can't, my lord. These are the last.
What?
You mean...
Yes, I'm afraid so, yes.
Oh, I had such a small lunch.
Oh, really, this is too much. Not only do you, by singular ineptitude, deprive us of a dinner...
And what a dinner?
...which you then manage by your clumsiness...
Well, it's not my fault.
Ooh.
Why do I take the day in the stupid place full of baskets? What's in it anyway?
Yes, what's in it?
I've no idea. Ah, things, I suppose.
What things?
We haven't got any things. He boiled my overcoat.
Well, I don't know. Let's look and see. What's in it, Henry?
Oh, Bishop, look...
Isn't that a bottle of champagne?
It is. And look, here's a whole side of smoked salmon.
Oh, look at this, my lord.
A beautiful bowl of potted duck.
And that's not all. Do you see what I see, Bishop?
I think so, Henry.
Oh, my lord, 3 punnets of strawberries.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Bishop?
Yes, Henry. Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, Derek Nimmo, the Perpetual Curate of Stagmarsh, James Hayter, the Butler, John Gabriel, the Farmer, Peter Tubman. The Bishop Gets a Letter was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Ash. The program was produced by David Hatch.